So this is your first year kind of taking a leadership role. You're on the leadership council. How has that been for you?
It's been awesome. It's so fun to, you know, start out as a freshman and see all those girls you look up to and learn from them, you know, and then this year be able to take what I've learned and try to, you know, do the same thing for the underclassmen. So it's been really fun and I've really enjoyed it.
Is it weird not to have that senior class full of just really great gymnasts like Georgia and Tori and stuff? Is it weird that kind of you're in that role now?
Yeah, it definitely was weird at first, you know, like the first few practices of preseason, not having them there is kind of like, oh, like where are they? But kind of eventually everyone falls into their role and stuff and you start to get more of a hang of it. So it's been getting a little more normal now, but at the beginning it was definitely weird.
What did you think about your performance and the team overall in the first meet against BYU?
I think we did great for our first performance. I think we all went out there and we did what we've been practicing in the gym. And, you know, that's like one of the first big steps is being able to do what you do in practice in a meet. And I think we made great steps towards that and that we set ourselves up for a good rest of the season to build off of that first meet.
And then you have a lot of these younger gymnasts competing, you're going on the road for the first time.
Yeah.
Are you giving them any kind of advice about how to handle this situation on the road?
Yeah, I mean, we just try to not like focus on a away meet any different than a home meet. You know, they're all the same. So we just kind of try to focus on telling them to just approach it as they do approach practice, you know, because you practice how you compete and compete how you practice. So I think that's what we try to focus on is just not changing anything, just, you know, doing your normal pre-meet rituals, your normal pre-routine rituals, and just going up there and doing what you do every day in practice.
And then you guys are ranked number 7. Is that kind of weird? That's a little lower than what you guys are used to. Or does it not really matter since it's so early?
I think since it's so early, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I honestly didn't even know that until you just said that. But I think it's the first meet, and we went out and we did really, I think we did a really good job for the first meet. So I think that it doesn't really have much, like, weight right now just because, like, the first meet, so many things can happen, and you just have to keep building and stuff. So I mean, I don't think we really focus on that very much, especially right now.
I got one last question.
Okay.
Was there anything, what was like the biggest thing you noticed that was different not having Greg as your coach at the first meet?
You know, I didn't really notice anything too different. Megan and Tom try to do things very similar to Greg, so I think there wasn't really anything in particular that I noticed different. We stayed super close like we always do, and the coaches gave us like our normal pre-meet talks and like pre-routine talks, so I think everything stayed for the most part the same.
Oh, well, thank you very much.